Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live mixing lesson, and we're going straight into one of the most important jungle and old school DNB techniques, glue compression on drum buses. The goal today is not make drums louder. The goal is that classic togetherness. Breaks, kicks, snares, hats, ghost notes all breathing like they're part of one sampled kit, without flattening the life out of it. Think 170 to 176 BPM, that rolling momentum, but with the snare still cracking and the break still sounding like a break. Here's what we're building in this session. First, a main jungle drum bus with clean glue, light gain reduction, just enough to weld your sources together. Second, a parallel return I'll call the glue smash. That's where the density and attitude comes from. We crush it, saturate it, then blend it under the clean drums. And third, an optional two-stage glue approach. This is the advanced move that lets you control spiky breaks without forcing your main bus compressor to do everything. Alright, step 0 is routing, and in jungle this matters more than people think. Old school jungle usually has a break loop, plus one-shot reinforcement, plus tops and percussion. If you try to glue all of that with one compressor immediately, it'll work sometimes, but it's also how you end up with mush, or a snare that loses its front edge. So here's the routing. Put all break tracks into a group called Breaks Bus. Put your kick and snare layers into a group called Hits Bus. Put hats, shakers, rides, percussion into Tops Bus. Then route all three into a master group called Drum Bus. In Ableton, that's just selecting tracks and grouping with Command or Control G. Clean, simple, and now we can glue at multiple levels. Next, gain staging. This is the unsexy part, but it's how you make the glue compressor predictable. Before we compress, aim for the drum bus peaking around -6 to -3 dBFS. No limiter yet. Especially if you're using breaks, don't pre-slam them into a clipper and then wonder why glue compression feels weird. Let the break breathe. On each bus, throw a utility on there and use it purely as a gain trim. The idea is, you shouldn't be accidentally hitting your glue compressor 8 dB too hot. A quick rule of thumb, if you feel like you need more than 6 to 8 dB of gain reduction just to get cohesion, the balance is probably the real issue, not the compressor. Now let's build the clean glue on the drum bus. First device, EQ8, before the compressor. This is not about tone shaping the whole kit right now. This is detector shaping. You're removing things that would mislead the compressor. Start with a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. Pick a 12 or 24 dB per octave slope. The point is to stop sub-rumble from constantly triggering gain reduction, which dulls punch and makes the bus feel like it's ducking for no reason. If the brake feels boxy or congested, you can gently dip around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe 1 to 2 dB, wide Q. Keep it subtle. We're not redesigning the drums. We're just stopping low-mid fog from making the compressor work too hard. Now add the glue compressor. This is the core. Start with attack at 3 milliseconds. That's a sweet spot where the initial transient can still poke through, but the body gets controlled. Release. Either 0.3 seconds or auto. Auto can be surprisingly perfect for jungle because the rhythm is complex, and auto will breathe in a way that feels musical instead of mathy. Ratio, 2 to 1. Now pull the threshold down, until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest moments. Usually that's when kick and snare stack, or when the snare hits with the break at full energy. And here's a coaching tip. Don't just stare at the number. Watch the shape. You want the gain reduction meter to dance with the backbeat. It should drop on key hits and recover in a way that feels predictable. If the meter is constantly pinned, you're not gluing, you're flattening. Also, turn makeup off. We'll level match manually after. Once that's in, add a saturator for subtle old-school grit. Set it to analog clip. Drive plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Then pull the output down so the level matches when you bypass it. If you don't match the level, you'll always pick the louder option, even if it's worse. Then put a utility after everything, and level match the whole chain against bypass. This is your honesty check. If it only sounds better because it's louder, it's not really better. What you should hear now is, the snare sits into the break, the kick feels more consistent, and the hats feel less like they're pasted on top, but the snap is still there. If the snare loses its crack, back off the threshold, or slightly increase the attack time. Now let's do the advanced two-stage glue, because this is how you keep character without over-squashing. If your break is spiky, or you've chopped it hard, or warp artifacts are creating random peaks, you can do a gentle control stage on the brakes bus first. On brakes bus, add glue compressor. Set attack to 0.3 milliseconds, or 1 millisecond if it feels too grabby. Release at 0.1 seconds or auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB gain reduction maximum. This is not make it loud, this is catch the stupid peaks. Then on the drum bus, your main glue can often be even gentler, more like 1 to 2 dB, because the brakes are already behaving. This is the big D&B truth. Heavy drums are often strategic and staged, not just slammed. Cool. Now let's make the parallel glue smash return, because this is where the old school density lives. Create a return track, name it a drum smash. First in the chain, EQ8, high pass at around 60 to 90 Hz. This is really important. If the parallel chain is reacting to sub and low kick fundamentals, you'll get unstable pumping and you'll steal headroom for no reason. We want the smash to bring mid-range energy, tails, and grit, not sub chaos. Optionally, if you want more crack, you can do a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz before the compressor. Again, small, you can always add tone later. Right now we're shaping what hits the detector. Next, glue compressor, smash mode, attack 0.3 milliseconds, fast, release 0.1 seconds, or auto if it's pumping in an ugly way, ratio 4 to 1 or even 10 to 1. Then drive the threshold until you see about 6 to 12 dB of gain reduction. Turn soft clip on, that's a big part of the sound. It keeps the smash aggressive without turning into pure distortion spikes. Make a puff, and set output by ear. After glue, add drum bus for character. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch from 0 to 15%. But be careful. Crunch can fry hats fast. Boom usually off, or extremely low, because you're not trying to rebuild low end in the parallel. Optionally after that, add another saturator, analog clip. Maybe plus 2 dB drive and again level match the output. Now send your drum bus to the drum smash return. Start low, like minus 18 dB cent level, and creep up. A typical jungle blend might land somewhere around 5 to 20% of the smashed signal, depending on how raw the break is and how busy your tops are. Listen for this. The groove gets thicker, tails feel louder, ghost notes become obvious, and the drums feel like they're pushed through a sampler or a mixer that's working. If hats start sounding splashy or like white noise, you've probably got too much high end hitting the parallel compressor. Fix it at the start of the chain with EQ, or even low pass the parallel around 10 to 12 kHz. You can also just lower the send. Usually it's not one magic fix, it's a combination of less send and slightly less fizz. Now timing. This is where the roll comes from. At 174 BPM, a quarter note is about 345 milliseconds. An eighth note is about 172 milliseconds. A sixteenth is about 86 milliseconds. So when you set compressor release, you're basically deciding how quickly the energy returns after a hit. If you go around 80 to 120 milliseconds, it can sound urgent and snappy, but it might chatter on complex breaks. If you go around 150 to 220 milliseconds, you often get that classic rolling breath. That's a sweet spot for a lot of jungle material. Auto release can also be perfect, because the break is complex. Just make sure it's musical. Here's the practical method. Loop one or two bars. Watch the gain reduction meter while you listen. Adjust release until the gain reduction drops on the snare and returns in time for the next important moment, often the offbeat hat or the next snare. You're literally tuning the compressor to the groove. Now arrangement moves, because old school energy is not static. In breakdowns and intro sections, you often want the drums more open and less pinned. Then at the drop, you want them to lock in and feel like a machine. Automate the drum bus glue threshold. In breakdowns, maybe it's barely touching, like 0 to 1 dB gain reduction. At the drop, push it to 1 to 3 dB. Automate your parallel send. Maybe it ramps up across a phrase, then resets. Or you pull it down right before the drop and slam it back in on the downbeat. That contrast reads as impact without actually turning up peak level. You can also automate saturator drive. A simple move. Add 1 extra dB of drive in the last 16 bars of a section for urgency, then back to normal. And if you want this to feel playable, put the whole chain into an audio effect rack and map a few macros. One macro for glue amount, one for parallel send amount, one for saturation drive. Then you can ride the drum bus like an instrument. Now a quick safety step. Protect transients without killing them. If you need a final catch on the drum bus, add a limiter at the end. Set ceiling to minus 0.8 dB, and keep it gentle, under 1 dB of reduction, only catching the biggest spikes. If you're limiting harder than that, don't blame the limiter. Go back to balance. threshold, and the parallel blend. Let's cover the most common mistakes so you can avoid the classic jungle bus disasters. Mistake 1. Too much gain reduction on the main bus. If the snare loses crack, you're overgluing. Back off threshold, or slow down the attack a little. Mistake 2. Letting sub-rumble trigger the compressor. High pass before compression and manage your kick and sub relationship on their own lanes. Mistake 3. The parallel chain destroying hats. Smash exaggerates highs. AQ before the glue on the return. Low pass the return if needed, and don't be scared to blend less. Parallel should feel like support, not like you replaced your real drums with a spray can. Mistake 4. Compressing brakes and hits together too early. If the brake loses identity, do a light glue on brakes bus first, then glue the whole drum bus gently. Mistake 5. Not level matching. Always match levels with utility, so you're judging texture and groove, not volume. Now a few pro-level coach notes. Think of a glue as a detector shaper, not just a leveler. The key question is, what is triggering the gain reduction? If the kick is making the compressor move, your snare attitude can disappear. If hats are triggering it, the whole groove ducks randomly. So do tiny, purposeful EQ moves pre-compression to keep the detector focused on the musical anchors, usually snare and overall body. Also decide what you want to stay transient rich. Pick a hero. If the snare is the hero, let it poke through by keeping the main bus attack not too fast, and control other stuff earlier. If the brake is the hero, you might glue your one-shots a little more so they tuck in. And check mono. Jungle punch lives in the middle. Temporarily put a utility on the drum bus and hit mono. If the groove collapses, something is facey or too wide, often on the parallel return or in the brake's low mids. Alright, quick practice exercise you can do in about 15 to 25 minutes. Load an amen or think brake. Chop it into a two-bar loop at 174 BPM. Add a one-shot kick and snare layer. Route into brake's bus and hits bus, then into drum bus. On brake's bus, do that fast control glue for 1 to 2 dB. This audio version is shortened for playback.